We welcome to the program from Farm Bureau Insurance, Eric Beda, who, I think we talked, six months ago, right at the start of the COVID, didn't right. we?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was about, back in March, April.
Yeah.
Time flies.
You were just getting into Farm Bureau, really, weren't you?
True. Yeah, pretty much. I was just at the doorstep, just kind of getting involved.
So you must know everything about insurance by now.
I don't profess to be a person that doesn't know a lot, but I do know a lot about the about how to serve the local customers here in Jackson, as well as folks in the surrounding area. Making sure they get the right package that they need for their families. And I think that's the biggest issue that we find working with people. People just don't really know what they have in insurance packages. They just happy to get insurance, but have no idea what's in there.
I'm happy to be able to spell it. I'm probably like 9 out of 10 people. You just don't want to deal with insurance, but you want to work with somebody
that can help,
that knows what they're doing.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. But I think also just the idea of they know what they're doing has a lot to do with what the person needs, right? I mean, the example I give to a lot of individuals sounds very rudimentary, but it's like someone that has a king-size bed, but has purchased a twin-size cover. And so you can see how ridiculous that looks. Or someone that has a king-size cover and is sleeping on a twin-size bed. It's just, either way, it looks ridiculous. Yeah. So you have to make sure that you explain to the person what you're really looking for so they can kind of help navigate. And so part of that is the insurance agent asking the right questions so that they can flush out the information. And based on the right information, that can give you the coverage that you need for your family. Because the worst thing, Greg, that can happen to a person is when they have some sort of exposure and they have to wonder, am I covered for this?
Yes.
And that's the worst feeling, and you're not sure. And then you call for a claim, and they say, well, that we don't cover that part.
It's
and,
even worse when you find out you're not covered.
Yeah, exactly. Right in the middle of a claim. And so obviously the person's going to stuck holding their own bag, essentially. So
somebody in the insurance, they're in that bag where they really don't like to deal with it, but they need to talk to somebody. Obviously, you'll come out and look at what their needs are.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, a lot of insurance companies nowadays, we're Michigan-based, right? I mean, we're Michigan-based. We're here. Our executives are right there in Lansing. So you're not calling an 800 number and reaching someone in Texas or someone overseas, for that matter. But we're right here. So we can come right out to the site and support the individual. Or as the policy is being written, we can actually kind of walk through what needs to be written and included in the policy so that when there's a claim, you're covered. I tell most of my clients, I say, hey, I'm just a text away. You can just text me and Eric Beda will be right there. We'll be right there to talk to you. You're not calling an 800 number and talking to someone in California somewhere or in Texas. And so it's personable. The service that we provide is personable. We know the people. They know us. They can just send a quick text, and we're right there to support them. And I think that's what people are looking for, a peace of mind.
Are you getting, Eric, a lot of questions on this car insurance, the new law in Michigan?
Well, absolutely. I mean, people are asking, so what does this mean for me? Does my policy changes? Does my rate go up? Does it go down? And so
it's supposed to go down. It's supposed to go down.
It's supposed to go down, right, Greg? It's supposed to go down. However, depending on there's always however.
I've heard that before.
There's always that caveat, however, right?
Sure.
So depending on what direction, how the person wants to tailor their policy, it can actually go up on you. Mm-hmm. But in general, I would say 80% of the time, it goes down for people who are in high-risk communities, right? So like, for instance, the city of Detroit is rated right now as the highest in the state of Michigan.
Sure.
And because Michigan has the highest rate in the country, essentially Detroit is the highest in the country. And so that city will kind of realize a fall in their insurance rate, because nowadays insurance will be rated not based on a zip code, but based on geographic location or some sort of territory. So Detroiters and others who live in places like Flint and other area will see their rates come down, whereas others who are in some closer proximities, their rates will kind of go up because it's going to average out. That's what happens, essentially. And so we'll no longer get rated based on gender. So, yeah, because on average, women have a better insurance rate than men. And so that will kind of go away. If you didn't have prior insurance, that issue will go away, because if you didn't have prior insurance, you will actually get it rated higher for not having prior packages, or for not getting a college education, for not getting a college degree. And being part of a state university, you actually have a higher insurance rate. All these things kind of played against customers in times past. Now they're being eliminated, so people will see some benefit in those areas.
What about life insurance? You hear so many different things.
Yeah.
I guess good and bad about life insurance and what sort of investment that is.
Sure. I mean, life insurance, I mean, it's a very interesting package that a lot of people assign or purchase. Overall, life insurance can serve as a great investment for an individual who's looking for different ways to diversify their funds, if you will. Obviously, you have term, you have whole life, and then within the whole life family, you have different packages. You can do a single premium, which is pretty much, let's say if a person wants $1 million policy today, a single premium, essentially, that person will pay just a one-time payment and own the policy for life. So a single premium may run a person for $100,000 policy purchase today, it can run them like maybe $69,000, depending on the person's age. The younger the person, the inexpensive it is. Older they are, closer to retirement, the more expensive it becomes. So, and of course, you have term life, which are obviously is the most inexpensive way of purchasing life insurance.
So you deal with it all?
Yeah, all of it. I do with the business side, the personal side. I handle all policies. So definitely, auto business, commercial. Dwelling, meaning renters and rentals, farm estate, lake estate, I do them all.
Free quotes available.
Free quotes available. No charge, no commitment. If the person likes the quote and wants to have further conversation, mm-hmm. I'm there for them. We'll talk through it.
Hey, let's talk about you are now on ad hoc committee at Jackson County for diversity. I was interested in seeing your name on that list. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean it's fairly new. In fact, we haven't really had our first meeting. We're actually in the process of conducting a survey to see what best fits folks to have a meeting. But I think it's a great opportunity for the county to create space for that dialogue. And so I'm excited to be part of that committee, and really just share space with some of the experts around Jackson County on the subject.
So you haven't met yet?
No, we're looking at having our first meeting next month. And so obviously we need to move quickly and get folks together so we can start at least develop some sort of inroad for the conversation.
I asked Commander Shotwell this. I'll ask you the same question. What's your goal here?
Whenever you talk about anti-discrimination policies or diversity in general, to me, the first thing you want to find out is what's already in place, right? What's there? Is it working? Is it not working? Why and why not, right? And then after that, you intend to create an inroad where you start to develop a process that creates a way to move the community forward. Obviously, Jackson is becoming diverse, obviously at a slower pace than other communities around us. And so how do you create an opportunity where everyone has a voice and that their voices are being heard, where everyone has an opportunity to grow and to be promoted on the job with equitable, I would say, evaluation process, if you will.
It's a hard road, isn't it?
It's a tough conversation because obviously there are if it was that easy, Greg, you know, I'm sure it would have been done some years ago.
Yeah.
But I think the exciting thing is that folks are willing to kind of sit down and have the dialogue, which I think is great. And once you have the dialogue, hopefully with these great minds that the county has brought together, is to create the process. And so I think that's what we'll be kind of walking through, the process. What does that look like? What does that look like in a year from now, 5 years from now, and so on and so forth?
Do you get a feeling it's a pretty good group?
I haven't met any of the group members. I mean, obviously, I know some of the county commissioners who are on the committee, but a number of the members around the committee, I don't know who they are, but I'm hopeful that the citizens and the commissioners selected appointed folks who they feel will help move the county forward.
It'll be interesting. I'm sure you can keep us updated.
Absolutely, Greg. I mean, you know, you got my number, so whenever you need me to come by, just kind of update, I can certainly do that. I think it will be a great opportunity for our community to start to have this candid conversation. Again, it can be a difficult conversation, but once you have folks who are willing to have the conversation, I think that's right there, a great step in the right direction. And so I'm excited just to be part of the conversation, to have the opportunity to move our county forward. So
to call Eric and talk about insurance, what's your...
Yeah, actually, if anyone, certainly I'm open. You know, my office is right there on Horton Road, 1331 Horton Road. Anyone that can call me or wish to reach me, my number is 517-879-0440. 517-879-0440. Or mobile, they can text me as well. 517-282-8114. Again, 517-282-8114.
Eric, thanks for the visit today.
Hey, Greg, thank you. You're always a great guy in time. So thanks so much, Greg. This is Greg, the prolific and didactic, the amazing, the visionary, the gifted, the anointed, the ubiquitous Greg O'Connor. Thank you so much for your time,
Eric. Greg. Eric Beta.